listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
For the University of Michigan News Service and the College of Engineering, I'm Nicole Cassell Moore. In this segment, I'll talk with Tomas Gombosi, Chair of the Department of Atmospheric, Oceanic, and Space Sciences. Our topic is the planet Saturn. Gombosi is an author of a paper published this week in Science about the Cassini spacecraft and what it has taught us about Saturn and its magnetosphere. Professor Gombosi, what has been your role in the Cassini mission?
My role is to study the magnetosphere and the plasma environment of Saturn. Plasma is the fully ionized particles that lose some of the electrons. The magnetosphere is the region of space which is dominated by the presence of the intrinsic magnetic field. Earth's intrinsic magnetic field at the surface and Saturn's are about the same, except Saturn is 10 times bigger. And that means that the magnet, quote-unquote, inside Saturn is 1,000 times stronger than the magnet inside Earth.
Why do you study Saturn's magnetosphere?
Saturn's magnetosphere is one of the most fascinating plasma environments in our solar system. Earth's magnetosphere is the most important, of course, for our everyday life, and Earth's magnetosphere gives rise to the space weather. These are conditions in space that affect technological systems and human health or life. In the case of Jupiter and Saturn, there are two other very important components that make these environments absolutely fascinating. One is that Saturn and Jupiter are about 10 times larger planets than Earth, and yet their internal rotation period is 10 hours. So their day is 10 and a half hours long, which means centrifugal forces play a much bigger role than at Earth. Another very interesting and very important phenomenon is that both Jupiter and Saturn have planetary satellite that is a major source of plasma. In the case of Saturn, and this is a new discovery by the Cassini mission, the moon Enceladus turns out to be very active planet with liquid water inside, and this liquid water comes up as geysers on the surface of the planet, and these geysers create huge plumes at Saturn, and these plumes basically contain simple and pure water. I always used to say somewhat jokingly that Saturn is swimming in water because there is just so much water coming off Enceladus and the icy rings and the other icy satellites that the magnetosphere of Saturn is fundamentally dominated by water and its chemical products.
What has been Cassini's most momentous finding in your field?
The Enceladus plasma source, no doubt about it.
How many million miles?
Oh, I need to calculate it. We don't think in miles in science. Just for comparison, the entire size of the solar system is a light year. The Sun-Earth distance is 8 light minutes. Earth and Saturn is about an hour and a half. So it's pretty far by human standards, but by solar system standards, it's not that far.
So what's it like to be so close, to get
it's
this
fun.
Information?
I don't know. I don't think in those terms. Somehow we are complacent. We take it, the whole mission, for granted because it's just working so well and it's just so fascinating. But to be able to explore another planet, which is in some respects so similar and other respects so different than our own, it's a lot of fun. And of course, there are a lot of practical applications. By understanding Saturn, we also understand our own space environment much better, and we'll be able to forecast and eventually mitigate the effects of space weather on Earth.
I've been talking with Tomas Gombosi, Chair of the Department of Atmospheric, Oceanic, and Space Sciences.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.